Tonight our learning is sponsored by Naomi Belazon in memory of her father, Shmuel ben Avram, Zechorna Levracha, and by Alan Greenspan in memory of his mother, Sarah ben Shmuel, Zechorna Levracha. We were discussing the question of the recitation of Nefilas Apayim, of Tachanun, at the end of Slichos, in an instance when those Slichos are going to be followed by a Bris Milah, in which there's a Bris Milah in the Shul. On Monday, we said that if the Slichos are going to be recited at night, if they're going to be recited by Ashmura or Bechatzos HaLayla, then in that instance you're certainly going to say Tachanun, because the Tachanun that you're saying is disconnected from the mitzvah of Milah, which can only be performed during the day, which cannot be performed at night. But what about a scenario when the Slichos are being said in the morning? Now, of course, we did have the scenario in our shul yesterday, and I guess those who davened here this morning, davened here yesterday morning, will know that I paskin that even that Tachanun should be skipped. And the reason is because many poskim argue that if the whole reason why that we are not saying Tachanun, or I'm sorry, that we are saying Tachanun at night, is because of the fact that Milah cannot be done at night, then the natural corollary of that is that if you are saying Slichos at a time when Milah can be performed, then you would indeed skip Tachanun. And there are many poskim that say that. If you look at the Piskei Tshuvos, which is a fantastic sefer which quotes lots of contemporary poskim on lots of different questions, at the beginning of Siman Tav Kuf Bei Aleph, they quote a number of poskim that maintain that Tachanun should be skipped. Now, they do note that there are some that disagree, and there are several reasons why they disagree. There are some who maintain that because of the fact that Slichos are not, strictly speaking, a part of Shacharis, therefore, even though they happen to be recited in the morning, they happen to be recited during the daytime when Milah is going to be performed, because they are not part of that Shacharis Tefillah, they Nefilas Apayim should still be recited and Tachanun should not be skipped. Now, that's an interesting svara that rests on two assumptions. Number one, it rests on the assumption that when Milah cancels Tachanun, when it cancels Nefilas Apayim, that is a function of Shacharis. It's a function of the closest Tefillah. There are many poskim who assume that way. However, it's not an obvious assumption. If you recall, when we were learning through parts of Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph and Aruch Hayim, we noted that there could be scenarios where Milah actually cancels a Nefilas Apayim, a Tachanun, at Mincha as well. That's certainly the case if the Milah is done next to Mincha. There could be scenarios where Milah, for whatever reason, is being done in the afternoon rather than the morning. We try to do it in the morning because of the principle of Zuzim Makdim and Lemitzvos, but there can be scenarios where a Milah needs to be done in the afternoon. So in those scenarios, it might cancel the Tachanun of Mincha. But we also noted there could be scenarios where it's even done in the morning, and if the tinok is nimtzeis, if the tinok is there, if the tinok is still in shul for some reason, by the time mincha comes around, then it's quite possible that you'd skip the tachanun of mincha also. So it's not evident or obvious that simply because slichos is not a part of shacharis, that you should still be saying tachanun, that the milah is not going to cancel that tachanun, simply by virtue of the fact that it's not a part of shacharis. So that's one interesting assumption. The second interesting assumption of that svara is that Slichos is indeed not a part of Shacharis. Is that really so evident? Slichos is considered its own kind of tefillah. There are many affinities between Slichos and Shmona Esrei. That's well documented. Slichos are a kind of tefillah unto themselves. At the same time, they're really fully distinct from Shacharis. Rav Soloveitchik argues that Slichos are intended as kind of a hakdama, a kind of introduction to the tefillos of the day. And that has many halachic ramifications. Let me give you one, a shaila that I recently received. Can you recite Slichos after Shacharis rather than before? Now, technically speaking, if you think about it, really, many poskim struggle to explain why we ever have slichos before shacharis anyway. Certainly, if you're going to be saying it at night, obviously it's going to be before shacharis. But let's say you're saying slichos in the morning. Generally, we have a principle of tadr v'she'eno tadr tadr kodem. Whatever tefillah you're reciting more frequently, that is really what should come first. So the poskim have a whole discussion. Why isn't it, why don't we recite shacharis and then have slichos follow shacharis? So if you take the Lamdus of Zoloveitchik, that Slichos is intended as an introductory prayer. That's why, for another just halachic example, the Magen Avraham says that whoever is the Shliach Tzibur for Slichos should continue to be the Shliach Tzibur for Shacharis. We don't ordinarily say that the person who daven Shacharis has to daven Mincha, right? So if you maintain that the Slichos are an introductory tefillah to Shacharis, then you can understand all of these halachos. By that vein as well, however, you might say that Slichos are a part of Shacharis. So just like the Tachanun of Shacharis is canceled because of the Bris Milah, it might cancel the Tachanun of Slichos too, because the Slichos are in some material way connected to the Shacharis tefillah. So that's one argument that's marshaled. Others point to the fact that on Erev Rosh Hashanah, they say, there is an instance where you recite Nefilas Apayim, you recite Tachanun and Slichos, even though at Shacharis, you don't recite Tachanun. So they say you have instances, you have paradigms where you recite Tachanun and Slichos, even though you don't recite Tachanun in Shacharis. And those poskim argue that perhaps, again, this is quoted all in the footnotes of the Piskei Tshuvos, they quote the Levushei Mordechai and other poskim as well, the Tshuvos Petzel HaChachma, that perhaps suggests that Tachanun is part of the very Tzura, is part of the very text of slichos themselves, so you can't really do without it. Shacharis exists even in the absence of tachanun, but perhaps it's so built into slichos that even on days like Erev Rosh Hashanah, where you should be skipping Nefilah Safayim, you still have to say it in slichos. Now, just to that, I don't have time to get into this now, but I would argue that that is a raya, that's a proof that can be questioned. It is my feeling, and hopefully I'll have an opportunity to present this in a full-length shir at some point, it is my feeling that the slichos of Erev Rosh Hashanah are qualitatively different than the slichos that we recite before Rosh Hashanah and the slichos that we recite during the Aseres Yemei Teshuva as well. They're not just longer. We know that those are the longest slichos that we recite on Erev Rosh Hashanah, but that quantitative difference is reflective of broader qualitative differences that are expressed in the halacha as well. Again, just a very quick example. The Magen Avraham says that an avel who's confined to their home should not leave their home to recite slichos, but he says there's one exception for Erev Rosh Hashanah. So again, I think there are many indications that those slichos are very different. So just because we recite Nefilas Apayim on Erev Rosh Hashanah, to me, that doesn't necessarily indicate that you should be reciting Nefilas Apayim, you should be reciting Tachanun in other slichos as well. So in short, you do have these svaras that suggest perhaps you should be reciting slichos even when the slichos are recited in the morning. But again, many poskim maintain that once they are being recited in the morning, once they are being recited at a time when Mila can be performed, you skip Tachanun. And that was the psak that we gave, that even the Nefilas Apayim, even the Tachanun of slichos should be skipped when slichos are recited in the morning. Now there is one interesting remaining shiloh. We discuss slichos at night, we discuss slichos in the morning. So what's left? Pesachei Tshuva has an interesting discussion of slichos that are recited between Alos HaShachar and Netzach Hamah. So it's already dawn. There's light on the horizon, but you can't yet see the sun. Between Alos HaShachar and Netzach Hamah, so it's kind of an ambiguous halachic time, whether it's considered night or day. So what if you're reciting slichos during that period? That was a question that came up halacha l'maaseh in our tzibur as well. Our early minyanim nowadays are actually reciting slichos between Alos HaShachar and Netzach Hamah. What is the halacha in that scenario? Be'ezras Hashem, we'll finish our shayla of the week tomorrow night.